I'm here to help. I'm here to do whatever they need me to do. Obviously, I want to be a dominant player. And if I can go out there and have a year like I've had in the past, that'd be great, because that means I'm helping the team and everybody else around me will be better for it as well. I'm going to try to be the player that I've always been. I think if I stay healthy, I think I can really be dominant still, you know. So I'm still only just 30. I'm not washed just yet. I'm getting there, but it's I got a little bit longer.
They don't call you Unk in the locker room.
Yeah, no, I'm Unk. I'm OG.
Joey Bosa chatting yesterday. Bills back at St. John Fisher. We got a rain falling. Yeah, actively raining here from St. John Fisher. And you know, not a heavy rain, but a rain.
Yeah.
You would golf in it, but you would golf in this.
Yeah.
You would golf.
I mean, I when we walked over here, I left my phone in the car. And
you just walked back?
I just walked back because the parking lot is it's like 2 minutes. It's like a two-minute walk back and forth. It's like 4 minutes walking in the rain. And I just did that, and I feel pretty damp. And just took my shoes off because I didn't wear shoes that are great for the rain, so they're a little wet. They're a little wet. So I'm letting them dry for a second.
We got a shoes off situation over here.
I'm wearing socks. It's fine.
That's fine. They're really bad. We're outside.
We're outside. I'm wearing socks. Showered 2 hours ago. Yeah, we're good. 3 hours ago.
Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher, and coverage brought to you by Fiegel Car and Choice, your border attorneys by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. And driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. Rain in the forecast here at Fisher for the next hour or so. It is expected to lighten up a little bit, but, you know, the old precipitation map and how likely it is throughout the morning, it looks like it's going to be light all through practice. So
yeah,
as long as the field can handle it, you know, I'm sure the Bills wouldn't mind getting a practice in with a wet ball, see how things go. There are going to be days like this at the stadium where it rains, of
wet
course.
Ball better than wet field, right? Because you're not going to want some
Guys falling.
Field malfunction or guys falling or whatever, and then an injury happens, and then you're just, you know, you're hating the fact that you practice probably in the first place.
Yep.
They usually tend to keep things conservative, right, with injuries, and when they practice, they'll cancel a day of mini camp, they'll cancel a training camp practice here and a practice there, they'll work indoors in the gym. So I'd feel like, you know, wouldn't be worried at all, wouldn't think it's a big deal if they just decided to call it. The one reason they might not want to do that is because of the fans, right?
Yeah, right.
Like people that are planning to make the trek up here, and if it's like this is fine. For fans,
You're going to want a poncho.
You're going to want a poncho or an umbrella.
You're going to want coverage.
Over umbrella because umbrella could block people's views.
You might not even be allowed to bring an umbrella.
Honestly,
I don't know about that. Yeah, you're going to want rain gear if you're here today. If you just showed up and got rained on, you'd be miserable. It would be enough of a nuisance rain to sit in bleachers for it, and
you'd be soaked.
You'd be soaked. Yep,
for sure.
So if there's any sort of movement on practice, we'll let you know. Someone in the chat asks if I ever considered being a weather guy. Fun fact about that.
Did you?
Not really that fun fact. Well, so when I was at Syracuse, there's a class that you do. You're on television. Everybody puts on a show.
Yep.
A full news show that is two anchors, a weather person, a sports person. You know, you're doing the news. So when we did the weather, we did this thing where, you know, I don't know how many people thought they would ever have a career being in weather. Some did, some didn't. Yeah. I was not one that did. So I took it somewhat seriously, but also not seriously. Anyway, you go up there in front of the green screen, and you're like, oh, and here we've got this and this and this. And, you know, you're a college student, not a meteorologist. You're
right.
Kind of saying, like, here are the highs in this area. And I did well enough that the professor said, like, you ever thought about doing weather?
Yeah.
No.
You never thought about it.
No.
Meteorologist. Storm chaser.
Please.
Storm chaser.
Yeah.
There was a time in my life when I was a kid and very into the movie Twister that I would have wanted to be a storm chaser. That probably was very short-lived, I imagine. Me and my brother wanted to do that. Seems dangerous.
Did you see the second one? How was it?
I did. I liked the second one a lot.
Maybe I'll put it on the list.
It's not going to win an Oscar. Oh, I said that about Happy Gilmore 2 the other day. What's happened to my movie taste? Like, hey, this movie's actually not great, but I enjoyed it. That's how I felt about a couple of these recently.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Hall of Fame game tonight. NFL.com has a countdown, 12 hours, 47 minutes.
A countdown to the Hall of Fame game?
Yeah, that's right.
How much should we trust the Chargers this year?
I think we should.
I think we're different because I think you have more faith in Harbaugh than I do.
Yes, he wins everywhere he goes, period. He wins.
Right.
But
the Chargers are capped by just some mystical force that stops them from ever. They're always good, but they are never, like, seriously good.
Yeah, okay. I mean, like, we used to say that about a lot of teams. How many teams have had that at some point? The Jets, of course, have that. The Jets are going to Jets.
And they still have that.
The Bills might have thought the Bills had that at some point. They don't. The Lions, you would have thought, had that.
But see, all of these teams were horrendous and then eventually got great.
The Chargers
are never, like, they weren't the Lions or the Bills. Like, they have always been competitive.
You know what they are? They're the Steelers without the lunch pail. Right? They're just the glam Steelers.
The glam Steelers.
In the way they're viewed.
Sure.
Who is a better example of he wins everywhere he goes than Harbaugh? I'll take names. 803-0550.
Harbaugh wins. I mean, he's got one trophy.
He wins everywhere.
That he cheated for.
He wins everywhere. He won at Stanford. Yeah. He won in San Francisco.
Right. He wins games.
He won in Michigan. He wins games. Like, if you're asking me if they're going to be good, competitive,
but like,
yes, I think they will be good and competitive. They have a quarterback that had a great year last year in a bad playoff game, and that happens. But
yep.
I'm talking myself into – I guess here's the thing. Should Bills fans want the Chargers to be good, actually good? Isn't that answer yes because of the Chiefs?
I think so.
We maybe
but are Bills fans don't strike me as being fearful at all of them figuring it out and the four amazing elite quarterbacks that are in my hair every year in the AFC just became five.
That's right. That's
like we've been waiting for.
That's a good question. What's better? The Chargers become actually good and take a piece out of the Chiefs every year for the next 5 years, but also are actually good.
And you have to deal with
them. But
the Chiefs have to deal with them more.
Right, that's right. Or is a status quo better because, no, let's have them be, you know, in their own way, not take a piece out of the Chiefs, and we'll just finish the job as the Bills. What's the better path there?
I think probably it feels like them taking a piece out of the Chiefs is better, but I don't know that I want to just welcome Justin Herbert to the club. I don't know that because he is gifted. And if he matures a little bit more as a player and the team around him actually does a good job building, I mean, they've kind of done a poor job of that. They had the Saints coordinator for a while there that loved to check the ball down, screens, short stuff, didn't really want to use Herbert for his arm. And maybe now they're not all the way in the other direction, but I think they're trying to be building around him a little bit better. Ladd McConkey, I think, is a really nice piece to have there. I'm still skeptical about Greg Roman, but I feel like they're kind of on the right track offensively. I don't want to welcome him to the club, though. I would be – there's enough of these guys. There's four of them. And I think Herbert is as talented, honestly, as all of them, but there's just that one thing that seems to be missing. And honestly, it might be the team. Harbaugh made a comment the other day when asked about, like, another step Herbert can take. And Harbaugh said, like, no, like, the team and me, we have to get on his level.
He did say that.
That's the problem. Yep. We got to get on Justin Herbert's level, not the other way around. We don't need him to carry us more. I mean, maybe some would snicker at that because Herbert threw four interceptions in the playoffs last year. But I kind of liked that comment from Harbaugh. That's an admission of this guy is as talented as it gets, and we're the reason that he isn't in the same class as Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson and then, of course, Allen and Mahomes.
Well, let me give you some numbers on Herbert because there's probably a point to be made here that the Chargers did with Herbert what the Bills did with Allen. And the rushing element is not equal. That's key.
Not at all.
Like, Allen ran for 12 touchdowns last year, and Herbert ran for, I believe it's 2.
Yep, that sounds right.
Okay. So,
and like what, a couple hundred rushing yards?
He ran for he had 300 rushing yards. Allen had 531 on more attempts.
I bet that's closer also than it ever has been. Herbert did not run a lot before last year, right?
No, that's right. He ran the most he's run last year with 69 rushing attempts. It's the most he'd ever run. Allen's numbers coming down, of course, right? Allen's high in rushing. Allen and rushing attempts, his rookie year, he had 89 in 11 games.
Right.
Allen's had over 100 rushing attempts every year since.
Yeah.
So, all right, understanding that the rushing is over here on the side, I'm not saying it doesn't matter. Of course, I would never say that. It's a big part of what Allen does. But I do want to point out their passing stats last year. And if you're someone that believes in what the Bills have done with Allen, managing games, supporting cast, run the football. Like you say about the Chargers all the time, they want to run the football. So do the Bills.
Yeah.
And the Bills have become that team. Because Herbert in – what year do I want to find here? Justin Herbert in
– for pass attempts?
2 years ago.
Yeah.
In 2021, Herbert threw for 5,000 yards and 38 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Do you know what he threw for last year?
I know he didn't throw the ball as much.
3,823 touchdowns.
Okay.
And
that sounds a lot like what Allen had.
Yes. In fact, if you side-by-side their numbers last year, passing.
Yeah.
Don't accuse me of saying the running doesn't matter. I'm not putting them on level. I'm just talking about what the Chargers are attempting to build, to me, looks an awful lot like what the Bills are.
Yeah.
Allen last year on his stat line versus Herbert last year on his stat line. Josh Allen passing, 37-31, 28-6.
Yep.
Right? 37-31 yards, 28-6. Touchdowns, interceptions. Herbert, 38-70, 23-3. Like, they were the same passer.
Yeah.
Ish. Yeah. You want to go completion percentage? I never care about that. Like, they both protected the football at an unbelievable level until Herbert got to the playoffs and threw 4 picks against the Texans.
Right.
But they both were incredible at protecting the football, managing the game in a run-heavy offense because that's what Harbaugh wants to be. So, and by the way, if you're paying attention to a lot of these NFL prognosticators, both the Bills and the Chargers are being pegged for, like, top 10 defenses. The Chargers pegged higher than the Bills.
Yeah.
So the Chargers might – it's almost like you want to look at them and say, who is the most stylistically about to be a little bit like the Bills? There's a case to be made the Chargers are that.
Yeah. They also, like, going through those Herbert numbers last year, and really you could even still say this about them this year, they are not, like, this is part of the support for Herbert that I would have. Herbert has all those numbers and is amazing protecting the football and is really efficient, and you know, it's a little different than the Bills, but they're not flush with weapons. They've got one guy. They've got one guy who is awesome. Ladd McConkey is
awesome.
Great. But behind him, it's not much. Like, Quentin Johnston, that has not worked yet in the league. They're going to try one more time at it.
And they added Trey Harris, too.
That's a rookie, and so maybe that's good, but that's a second-round rookie, and he wasn't there last year.
That's
and then the rest of their offense is Will Disley at tight end, Jalen Reagor at wide receiver. Like, they get Brendan Rice. They pick him in, like, the seventh round at the end. We talked about him in the offseason. And that's kind of it. Like, it's the McConkey show there, and then it's running the football. So it's kind of like Allen for me for that. But the difference there would be Allen's got five guys that I would say are, you know, good to pretty good. And Herbert has one guy that is awesome and then a bunch of question marks.
Right.
But either way, it's not Higgins and Chase. And Herbert is still able to have that season. But, right, like, this is where I don't know how much blame he really does deserve for not being in the class of Josh Allen and Burrow and Mahomes and Jackson, because I do think he is that good in the regular season. I do think he is that talented, but 4 interceptions in the playoff game. Should I really make a big deal of that? It was Houston. Houston's a really good pass rush, right? Like, and they have a great corner in Derek Stingley, so it's not the easiest team in the world to go up against, but That's the game. That's the difference there. Josh Allen doesn't have that game.
No, he doesn't. That's right.
He in the playoffs especially, he does not have that four interception game in the postseason. And Justin Herbert did. And I think that's one area where you'd have to say, yeah, he's you can't call Justin Herbert the most talented quarterback in the league because Allen's just as talented as him, and he doesn't have that football game that Herbert did.
What if I told you I found an all-22 saying why Herbert was not to blame for the four interceptions?
All four of them? I remember one of them definitely wasn't his fault. Like, it was right in a guy's hands,
sure,
and it bounced in the air, but I don't remember the other three.
I like the
I feel like I'd be surprised though if all four of them weren't his fault.
I do like the question, though, about, by the way, I'm also like, offensive line rankings, Herbert's got two really good tackles, too, Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt.
Joe Alt, right.
So, again, like, if you want to talk, I just think it's an interesting point to say that they look like they are built to become, not to say Herbert will be Allen's equal, but if there's a place they could make it up, you decide what you like about McDermott versus Harbaugh. McDermott's won a lot here and deserves a lot of credit for that. He doesn't have the Harbaugh arc where he was in the NFL, he left the NFL, he won where he left, he came back, he continues to win. So is there a name? Like, Harbaugh's better than Saban for this. He's better than Jimmy Johnson for this. Maybe it's not that meaningful to say he's won on four different programs and teams and franchises and college, but that's the number one thing I would say about the Chargers is – here's a head coach who's won a lot. He coached Andrew Luck. He had Kaepernick and Alex Smith as in a Super Bowl. So,
yeah,
I mean, he's as good a coach, I think, as maybe not as good as there is in the league. But I have a lot of respect for what he does, and we'll see. You ask me why I would believe in them and think they could win that division. That's it. It's their quarterback is definitely good enough to do that, and their coach is, I think, great. I think he's great, and he's weird.
He's weird.
He's weird.
He's great. He doesn't have a lot of hardware.
Okay.
He's won. That's kind of the Chargers, too, isn't it? Like, maybe it's a little bit better.
Who does? Who does have a lot of hardware? Andy Reid and Bill Belichick. Who else has a lot of hardware?
McVay's won. He has a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Maybe part of it is I'm discounting that Harbaugh cheated when he won his college, when his national championship, but
so
whatever.
So did Belichick.
That's true. That is true. He won a lot of those, though.
Allegedly, there's some stuff in there.
Yeah, like I think Harbaugh is very good, but I don't know that I consider him so good that I am going to because again, the Chargers are going to win games. I don't doubt that they will, with Harbaugh as the coach or really with anybody as the coach, with that quarterback, they're going to win 9-10 games. Maybe they'll get 11. Maybe they'll get 12. But are they ever a team that anybody is taking seriously to win the Super Bowl? That's another level. And maybe that's just the Chiefs being in their way. Maybe that is part of the holes in their roster they had last year that makes it different from previous Chargers teams. But I'm not ready to assume that Harbaugh is good. Like, when we talk about the AFC next offseason, that it's not going to – right now it feels like it is Bills, Ravens, and Chiefs. And if I told you in a year one other team will join that fray, I wouldn't pick the Chargers for it. I would pick the Bengals earlier, and maybe I would even get to Houston earlier than I would. I think I would get to Denver first. Denver, I don't think the quarterback is as talented, but – I think he's good.
Well, then the same question about Denver. What's better? I'm putting up it as a Twitter poll. A, make the Chiefs' road consistently tougher, taking a bite out of them, but also becoming a true contender.
We do have a poll up on WGR 550 about that right now.
Oh, great.
And right now, 54% would say them never figuring it out. 45% say them becoming seriously great, taking a piece out of the Chiefs, but you have to deal with them too.
All right. That's a good question. If it's 54-46.
54-46.
And never figuring out is the choice.
Yeah.
That's people saying, just give me another shot at the Chiefs. I don't want anybody else take. Honestly, you know what that is? That's back where we get to the conversation we had last year where everybody's second favorite team is the Chiefs.
We had that conversation right here.
We have not asked that question again.
No, we have not. Do you think the answer would be any different?
1 year later, would the same answer come out?
I think after the year they had, it was so annoying. I think more you'd have more people that would come over to the side of, no, give me someone else. If it's not the Bills, somebody else, rather than, you know, just give the Chiefs another one.
I will hypothesize that 62% saying never figuring it out.
For the Chargers.
At least half of them are saying that because they cannot stomach the idea of Herbert making a Super Bowl before Allen. At least half of those votes.
It would be tough.
Mahomes makes it. It's eh. I deal with that all the time. Well, anybody else makes it before Allen, and it's now I got to hear about it.
Well, because right now, doesn't everybody believe all of the top four guys will reach Super Bowls? Two already have. Mahomes and Burrow have already made it, right? And doesn't everybody in the world believe that Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson will make it to Super Bowls? Everybody believes that, right? Does everybody believe that about Justin Herbert? I don't think so. So if he were to do it, it would be everyone would have to revisit the hierarchy of the quarterback situation in the AFC, or would it just be we'd have this everlasting fight of how much do the playoffs matter? How much does how far you get matter? Because Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, statistically, you can look at they're the best two, but what if they're sitting there as the only two that haven't made it?
And Herbert.
Which they kind of are right now.
Right. And Herbert makes one, and we're all like losing our minds.
Because I think Herbert's capable, but he would definitely be fifth for me on that list, and I don't even think it's disputable.
803-0550. Benjamin Solak is here today from ESPN, and I sent him a message saying, like, hey, if you're moseying around, here's where we are. And I think he's going to stop by, maybe in the 8 o'clock hour, so keep an eye open for Benjamin Solak. Sal as well, special teams coordinator Chris Tabor, and Steve Tasker all still to come. And we've got Hall of Fame game fun when we return.
Yes.
Oh, who wants?
I've got a Hall of Fame game for you.
The Hall of Fame game.
The Hall of Fame game.
The Hall of Fame game involving the Bills?
Involving the Bills, who I've watched play in two Hall of Fame games.
You got to love it.
How long does Hall of Fame game go back? Like, they wouldn't have played one in the 90s, right? Were there Hall of Fame games in the 90s?
Yeah.
There were? This is a long-lasting tradition?
Yeah.
Not like a made-up thing from, like, 2001?
No.
I don't know.
How long has it gone back? The Hall of Fame game, first one was played in 1962.
All right, well, there you go.
That's, yeah.
1962. So the Bills probably played in one or two, I would bet, before the two that I remember.
Yeah.
Which are 2009, I believe, and 2014.
803-0550, Jeremy and Joe live from training camp here on WGR.